This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS, original music specials. Ben Coley meets Dan Haggis from the Wombats.
It's 8 o'clock and I'm feeling fine. I'm out on a date tonight in a candlelit restaurant down by the riverside. Everything's going alright, I guess. She took down my number and home address. Everything was going perfectly until it backfired at the disco. She slapped me at the disco. More a sleazy remark on her whorish dress. My wires crossed like they'd never done before. Well, it's 3 o'clock and I'm feeling fucked. I'm going home alone tonight. Everything was going perfectly until it backfired at the disco. She slapped me at the disco.
The Wombats are indie heroes. They've been crafting their unique anthems for almost two decades now. They've got a real mixture of danceable grooves and huge choruses, but their ability to take risks has made the Wombats one of the most beloved bands in the UK. You've got Murph, Tord and Dan in the band, and it's safe to say that those guys are sounding better than ever after the release of their massively anticipated new album called Fix Yourself, Not the World. We welcome drummer Dan Haggis to BFBS. He chats all about the humble beginnings of one of the Wombats' biggest songs.
Murph had been in a bar called Corova in Liverpool, dancing on a tabletop with his now ex-girlfriend to Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division.
And recording a new album in a pandemic isn't easy, so the band tried something a little bit different.
It doesn't look like you're going to be able to come over to London, and we're not going to be able to travel, so like, what should we do? And we just took the decision to just record anyway. We've lived in different cities for so long. There were ups and downs, you know, to the process. It was a shame that we couldn't all be in the room together.
And they're about to go on their biggest ever UK headline tour.
Whether we play in an arena or a 100 capacity venue, the essence is the same for us. It's just we love playing our songs and people have a good time, sing along.
I'm Ben Coley and this is The Wombats.
I've met someone that makes me feel seasick. Oh, what a skill to have. Oh, what a skill to have. So many skills that make her distinctive. No, they're not mine to have. No, they're not mine. Whenever she looks, I read the nearest paper. No, I don't care about the soaps. No, I don't care about the soaps. Though I'm acting like I'm in an EastEnders episode. In the dark, don't talk to girls, they'll break your heart. And this is my head, and this is my spout. But they work together, they can't figure anything out. So with the angst of a teenage band, here's another song about a gender I'll never understand. Here's another song about a gender I'll never understand. This is a rom-com, kill the director. Bridget Jones, this is no Bridget, Bridget, this is no Bridget Jones, this is no Bridget, Bridget, this is no Bridget Jones, this is no Bridget, Bridget, this is no Bridget Jones, this is no Bridget, Bridget, this is no Bridget Jones, this is no Bridget, Bridget, this is no Bridget Jones, this is no Bridget, Bridget, this is no Bridget Jones, this is no Bridget, Bridget Jones.
I'm joined by Dan Haggis from the Wombats. Dan, you're the drummer, you do backing vocals, keyboards. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all, mate, and welcome along to BFBS. I just want to take it right back to the start. I want to get into all your gigging that's going on at the minute. I want to get into the new album. But firstly, where did it all begin for you guys? Am I right in saying you met in Liverpool?
Yes. Wow, many years ago now, like 18 years ago. We met at LIFA, like the music college in Liverpool that Paul McCartney set up, and we were studying there, and me and Murph started making music together. And then we were like, oh, it'd be good to have a bass player or drummer. And I was like, yeah, I'll play either, whichever one you find. And then he met Todd in a bar, who was also studying there, and he joined the band. And then the rest is history. And we just started like playing gigs and making songs together. And yeah, little by little, things just started, you know, snowballing, and here we are.
Yeah, and you guys have been going for a while, and you still sound, I think you sound better now. I think you guys are just kind of adding new sounds to what you're doing. You guys are pushing the boundaries for what you do. And a couple of tracks that I just played are two taken off your debut album, Girls, Boys and Marsupials. And I read that it was released solely in Japan. Explain a bit more to me, because that seems interesting. You just put it out in Japan.
Yeah, so that was like 2006. And basically we've been, you know, we had a bunch of songs together. We'd done like our own self-released EPs that we used to sort of get, you know, we'd burn the CDs off ourselves, make the artwork, and then give them away at gigs or sell them for a pound or something. And then we were like, oh, it'd be really fun to do an album. But, you know, at the time we weren't really, this is pre-Spotify and pre-all of the streaming world. We got an email from like this Japanese record company, Vinyl Junkie, and they were like, oh, we really love your stuff. We heard it on MySpace. That was just the beginning of MySpace. And they were like, we'd love to put your album out. So, you know, we didn't have anything else going on. So we were like, yeah, great. Didn't think anything about it. But made the album in Liverpool ourselves in our manager's studio in a basement, and then put the album out. And I think there was a combination actually of that mixed with the fact that we played in Beijing and Shanghai, and we were like the first unsigned British band or whatever to play in China. That combined with the fact that we had an album out in Japan and we were unsigned in the UK, I think that started sparking like, you know, the music industry's interest a little bit. They were like, who the hell are these guys from Liverpool? And so then that definitely added to the snowball effect.
I was going to say, I think it's kind of genius, to be fair, because it's like something totally different that I don't think I've ever heard of any other bands, and I'm sure there are, but I've not heard of any other with your profile that have just released an album in Japan. And it must be real special whenever you guys return that way now, because it's like got this real special place for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, it wasn't really mega thought through at the time, you know, because obviously in the moment, we didn't know whether that was going to be the only album we'd ever get signed for and release in Japan. So we just went along with whatever came our way. We haven't been to Japan for a few albums now, because it kind of, the first album, second album, like it worked pretty well. And then after that, I don't know what happened. Like it just kind of tailed off a bit. And we are going back on this album though. And I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Japan, but it's an amazing place to visit. And it is a special place to go, regardless of our first album. But that does have some added memories thrown in, given the history of the band.
For sure. And a track, it's probably my favorite of yours. It's such a big one. Let's Dance to Joy Division. It dropped back in 2007. Tell me a bit about how this song came about.
Yeah, so Murph had been in a bar called Corova in Liverpool, dancing on a tabletop with his now ex-girlfriend to Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division.
As you do.
As you do. And I think just realised the kind of irony of the song. but live in the moment and enjoy it while it lasts, kind of. And then that song popped out, and we put it together in my dad's back lounge, probably with a hangover, as we did back then. And we started playing, and we just, you know, in the space of an afternoon, we kind of, Murph had it kind of going on acoustic guitar to start with, and then we just built it up and it became what it is. And yeah, at the time it was weird as well, because like, I remember us going like, oh yeah, that's a fun one, you know, and we didn't really, we just sort of moved on and just, we started playing it at gigs and we enjoyed playing it, but we didn't think it was going to be this song that everyone would know us for. And it's just, it's funny how songs take on a life of their own, a little bit like the Greek tragedy viral thing on TikTok. It's you, all you can do as a band is like put a song out into the universe and hope that, you know, it connects somewhere, and you know, it, or like a lottery ball into the system, and like, it's just weird the ones that suddenly do pop out at unexpected moments. But it's really fun, and it's kind of nice that you kind of have nothing to do with it once you've recorded the song and made it. It's like, here you go, let's see what happens.
For sure, let's get into that now. This is the Wombats, Let's Dance to Joy Division on BFBS.
I'm back in Liverpool and everything seems the same, but I worked something out last night that changed this little boy's brain. A small piece of advice that took 22 years in the make, and I will break it for you now. Please learn from my mistakes. Please learn from my mistakes. Let's dance the Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance the Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, because this could all go so wrong, but we're so happy. Yeah, we're so happy. Feeling down, grab your purse and take a taxi to the darker side of town. That's where we'll be, and we will wait for you and lead you through the dance floor up to the DJ booth. You know what to ask for, you know what to ask for. You ask for Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance the Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling. This could all go so wrong, but we're so happy. Yeah, we're so happy. Let the love tear us apart. I've found the cure for a broken heart. Let's tear us apart. Let the love tear us apart. I've found the cure for a broken heart. Let's tear us apart.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Ben Coley meets Dan Haggis from the Wombats.
Please allow me to be your antidepressant. I too am prescribed as freely as any congestant. We kick back and let the pills do the talking. People hear a distinct rattle when we're walking. Then there's the extra two stone that's only guaranteed. Dreams are just like big production movies that get entangled well within our daily routine.
What's going on? I'm Ben Coley and I'm chatting to Dan Haggis from The Wombats. Now, Dan, new album. I'm excited. It's called Fix Yourself, Not the World. I think the title, straight away, like artwork aside, songs aside, the title in itself is amazing. What did you guys really want to achieve when you set out to do this album?
The Wombats' music and songs in general have the subject of mental health has definitely always been lurking just beneath the surface and often like quite openly on the face of the songs, like Anti-D or Here Comes the Anxiety. You know, there's lots of songs that have dealt with that over the years, and this album's kind of no different, but, you know, different part of life. And with the pandemic and everything, when we finished recording, I remember Murph sent over the album, said, what do you think about this for an album title? And it started a big, long discussion between the three of us about, you know, obviously it's quite a thought-provoking and conversation-starting phrase. And it just got us all thinking, and we were like, yeah, you know what? It's kind of perfect for the album. It sums up what the album is kind of about, and like looking inwards and trying to, you know, deal with your own demons and come to terms with like your own mental health issues or whatever is going on that maybe you used to just like get through by avoiding them with distractions and, you know, going to cinema, going for meals, meeting up with friends, da 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 da. But then the pandemic stripped a lot of that away. So, you know, you're left with yourself basically, and it's, and what you do with that. And I think this album was just, if you can turn the gaze inwards from time to time, and whether it's through therapy or just, you know, your own work, then you get to a place, hopefully, that you are going to be much more use as a neighbor, partner, friend, member of society. And because one of the things for us, we were like, it's so nice having an album title that's like really open to discussion. And it's more of a question in a way, maybe. And like the, hopefully the album, you know, it starts with the chaos of flipping upside down. And then by the end, with Fix Yourself, Then the World, you've gone on this journey through the mind. And eventually it's like, right, just stop worrying. You've just got to let go, accept who you are, accept what's going on, and live in the moment, and off you go. Now you can maybe be the human that you'd like to be. It's a thought provoker.
Mate, honestly, the album's incredible. Front to back, I think you guys have just, like I said, You've just continued to push your sound, and I'm hearing you so inspired. There's so many influences in there. And what makes it even more impressive is that you recorded parts for this album separately in different parts of the world. Obviously, COVID had to come into that. Explain what happened there.
Yeah, so fortunately, we'd written kind of half the album before the pandemic struck. Me and Todd had been over to LA into the studio, just in, sort of in Murph's little shed, and we'd made a bunch of songs there. So we had a kind of good template and a good idea of where we were heading. And, you know, we did, from the word go, some of those early songs were like Methods of the Madness, Ready for the High, Wildfire, and People Don't Change, People, Time Does. Like, there were a few others. And we just, each song that we were doing, we were like, whenever we got to like a chorus or a middle eight section, we were like, right, let's not do something that we would do normally. Let's, where can we go that is unexpected? And even with the starting points for songs, it would be like, let's try and make this as different as possible and let's surprise ourselves. So Methods of the Madness was definitely a surprise for us. But you know, it's so exciting when like you make stuff that all of a sudden all three of you are just like, whoa, where's this coming from? And you just like, because we love so many different types of music anyway. And we all kind of play different instruments. And it was just really fun to like have that freedom and that creativity that, to be honest, we've kind of always had, but it was really, really accentuated, I think, on this album. And, you know, there's a lot of genre hopping, as you say, between even within songs, but across the album, which we've noticed from playing on tour this week. Every song, it feels very different for us playing it on stage. Anyway, once we wrote some songs post-pandemic beginning, and we got to a point when we sort of felt like we had an album and we were like, right, well, it doesn't look like you're going to be able to come over to London and we're not going to be able to travel. So like, what should we do? And we just took the decision to just record anyway. We've lived in different cities for so long that we're kind of used to like the file sharing and using audio movers to be able to like listen to what the other person's doing. And after this many years, we kind of trust each other to, you know, do what we need to do. And we discuss it beforehand. And it's like, maybe improve that fill, maybe improve that section there. This guitar sound could be a bit more trebly, or, you know, we have all those discussions. And we had a big like boring Excel sheet that our producer had sorted. And, you know, we just tried to be really organized with it basically. And fortunately, we had our producers there to like help. And there were ups and downs, you know, to the process. It was a shame that we couldn't all be in the room together, but me and Todd managed to be in the same room for quite a bit of it because he came over from Oslo for the November lockdown. But it was kind of like, it was exciting. You know, I think it almost added a little bit more excitement because we'd wake up in the morning and whatever we'd recorded in London, Murph would wake up to kind of like finished drums, finished bass. And it would be like, oh, cool. I don't have to sit through them like playing that for hours while I'm like twiddling my thumbs waiting to do guitars. And same for us, we'd get like finished guitars through and finished vocals almost. And there might be the occasional moment where you're like, oh, can you just try this? Actually, I was hearing maybe this instead. And same for me, you know, it might be like, oh, can you try a different like rhythm at this point or whatever? But in general, we kind of just, it always worked out. And because we had so much time to just focus in on our own parts without any distractions, I felt like we really kind of nailed it. And we were all working towards the same goal. And you know, trying to be patient with each other as well and understand that the process was different. So, you know, accept it for what it was. Like, art should always reflect what's happening at the time. So we just let it do that.
This is the latest single taken off the Wombat's new album, and it's called Everything I Love Is Going to Die.
Today I had a big idea. I jumped up and I grabbed the coin. I drowned out the noise. There's no room for mistakes out here. Everybody wants to be the man, the singer of the band. Sometimes I go to sleep in my bed. Sometimes I stay awake, sometimes I forget. Everything I love is going to die. So baby, keep your big mouth shut and stop wasting my time. Was my best friend, so I'm gonna make him proud in the end. Everything I love is going to die, it's going to die. There's no experimenting here, no threesomes like we talked about when we were blacking out. What a crazy pranked out year.
and we spent most of it kissing, teeth locked in a quarantine. Sometimes I go to Mars in my head. Sometimes I don't leave town. Sometimes I forget.
Listening to BFBS, and I'm Ben Coley. I'm in conversation right now with Dan Haggis from The Wombats. Now, Dan, at the minute, you've been doing this little intimate UK tour, and I've seen you doing a few acoustic sets here and there as well. How's that going? And then, obviously, this is like the big prelude to the huge arena tour that you've got later in the year, starting in April.
Yeah, the shows so far have been great, and it's always nice doing acoustic versions of songs because often they start, you know, they can start a bit more acoustic-y. So it's kind of nice to strip it all back. And we've just been doing, like, I'm on piano, Merv's on acoustic, Todd's on bass and three vocals. And, you know, you just slightly reimagine them. And it's kind of nice. You know, yesterday we did one in Nottingham at Rough Trade, and it was just this lazy Sunday afternoon kind of really chilled vibe. And it's really nice because our live shows are obviously much more frantic. So it's kind of nice for us to have the flip side of the coin and experience the songs in a different way. Get out from behind the drum kit, you know? Yeah, the arena shows, like, to be honest, whether we play in an arena or a 100 capacity venue, the essence is the same for us. It's just we love playing our songs and hopefully connecting with people, and people have a good time, sing along like with their mates and whatever. So the main thing that changes for us is like the production. Obviously at arenas, you know, we're going to have much more production, and so that's going to be really exciting to see how that all works off. And it's a slightly different show, I guess, but we're just taking it day at a time, kind of like the album suggests.
Absolutely. And one of the main singles you've dropped that's really stuck with me has been If You Ever Leave, I'm Coming With You. It sounds massive. I love how you mix in the electronic influences. Not that that's a new thing for you guys, but it seems like you're doing it in a different way this time. How did this song come to be?
That song's probably kind of one of the outliers on the album, almost, in terms of how more synth pop it is than any of the other songs on the album. But I remember when I first sent it over, it was like, oh, this feels so fun. And lyrically and stuff, it's obviously kind of a place of devotion to someone that you love so much that like you'll do anything to stay with them. And that fear that can sometimes be there, you know, if things aren't going well in a relationship, but like basically saying to someone, I'm going to stick with you no matter what. You know, it feels like as a love song, it's sort of a very extreme, almost like slightly twisted love song, which is kind of fun. And playing it live, we just tried to make it as like upbeat and bouncy as possible. And I think we got fairly close.
I'm forever locking myself in the glass of your review, trying to make friends with the friends you're close to. If you ever leave, I'm coming with. You know I'll do whatever you want me to. Throw a banquet in a mosh pit. I'll get out of bed, stop listening to Radiohead. Take you out of this, you're reluctant optimist.
The Forces Station.
Ben Coley meets Dan Haggis from the Wombats.
Smashing mics in karaoke bars. You're running late with half your makeup on. This method acting might pay our bills, but soon enough there'll be a different role to fill. I love this feeling, but I hate this part. I wanted this to work so much. I drew up our plans on a chart. Cars are flipping, I'm in hot pursuit. My character's strong, but my head is loose. She hits like ecstasy. Comes over, bangs the sense out of me. The tarot cards say it's not so bad, and the blades rotate, there's just no landing pad. And better have said it, but darling, you're the best. I'm just tired of falling up the Penrose steps. I hate this feeling, but I love this part. She really wants to make it work, and I clearly wanna let it start. We'll build a water slide as soon as I get home. Oh, and she hits like ecstasy. Comes off and bangs the sense out of me. It's wrong, but sure.
The Wombats with Greek Tragedy on BFBS. Now, Dan, mate, what's your favourite song of yours to play live?
Favourite song to play live? I mean, at the moment, it would have to be a new song, so I'm going to say Ready for the High. It's just such a fun, like, rock riff to kick off with and see the mosh pit going. And also our tour manager comes on dressed as a wombat and plays the trumpet for the brass section. And he keeps surprising us every night with a different routine. So that's kind of a highlight.
Right, because you guys did this, I swear, back at Reading and Leeds in 2019. Is this a regular thing? The wombats, the quite literal wombats making an appearance on the stage?
Yeah, it started like in Australia, I think, and we were just, you know, we were like, oh, that would be funny. And then we got the costumes and stuff, and then we were just like, oh, we've got to do this every gig. And to be honest, the main reason we started doing it was because all our friends and family, you know, or competition winners or whatever can like come on stage with us and see what it's like to be on stage in front of a load of people. And also for the crowd, like, it's just so fun and kind of doesn't, you know, we don't really take ourselves seriously. Well, we do take our music seriously, but you know, on stage, it's really nice to just have something that's just fun and stupid and like everyone just dances around and it kind of lifts the energy of the crowd and it gives our tour manager and our friends and family a chance to dress up and be daft for 3 minutes. So yeah, it's kind of a feature of the show at the moment.
I want to hear about a song that's inspired you along the way. What's up? What you got?
I would have to say, oh, Smashing Pumpkins. Let's go for Stand Inside Your Love.
Well, let's get into Dan's favourite song to play live to start. We'll play Ready for the High and then Smashing Pumpkins with Stand Inside Your Love.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Ben Coley meets Dan Haggis from the Wombats.
Thank you.
throwing an indie house party, let's say, hypothetical situation, what's the first track you're pressing play on if you're in charge of the playlist?
It's got to be Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
For sure. I guess that has inspired you guys along the way.
I guess when that first Killers album came out, it was definitely getting played at all the kind of student after parties we were going to, and you know, everyone seemed to have it on their CD player, and like you'd be going back to someone's house after a night out and that would inevitably come on. So it definitely soundtracked a lot of evenings. So yeah, it's been a part of our lives for sure.
In the grey, Dan's indie party would be pretty good, wouldn't it? Before I finish chatting to Dan, I want to play you one of my favourite songs from the Wombats. It's called Lemon to a Knife Fight. It's that indie sound that you already know and love from the Wombats, but they paint real vivid pictures with the lyrics, and I love some of these indie hooks that come soaring out of this.
Hero to zero, I pick up the bill. The brake lights cast a red light and the road twists round the hill. Stick on the back seat, saliva on the dash. I've clawed my way out of here before, but I keep on coming back. I push and you tend to shove. I give in and you don't give up. I brought a lemon to a knife.
eyes are getting wider with every word you say. Intoxicated, higher than the ISS. I've clawed my way out of here before, but tonight I'm turning left. I push and you tend to shove. I give in and you don't give up.
Dan, you're a legend. Thank you so much for your time. And I'd love to finish with a message from you to our armed forces around the world who love and listen to your music. Is there anything you'd like to pass on?
Just thanks so much for your support and everything you do. It can't be easy. I hope our music helps in some way. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing. And we hope to see you at a show sometime in the future.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Ben Coley meets Dan Haggis from the Wombats.
Your advice, I wear a suitcase under each one of my eyes. Finally, I know now what it takes. It takes money in aeroplanes. If you lost me, let me go back to that bar in Tokyo where the demons from my closest friend, I find no comfort in what my mind can't comprehend.
Demons from my past leave me in peace. I'll be BFBS Original Music Specials.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS. The Forces Station.